Welcome to Learning Disrupted, a podcast series exploring the far-reaching impacts of COVID-19 on education. In the last episode, Bobby discussed technology advancements within the pandemic and how it has left an impact on education. This episode will explore how the pandemic changed both education and finances for students. I'm your host, Sydney Ledoux, and in this episode, we will tackle a critical issue that has only worsened since the onset of the pandemic, student debt. Specifically, we'll answer the question, how has the COVID-19 pandemic reshaped student debt, financial aid availability, and students' financial well-being? What are the projected long-term impacts on socioeconomic mobility for our future generations? The pandemic's economic fallout has deeply affected students across the United States. But what you might not know is that the challenges students faced before the pandemic, like rising student debt and inequities in financial aid, were only amplified by this crisis. And it's not just the immediate financial burdens that we need to worry about. We also need to consider how long-term effects could shape the future of higher education and socioeconomic mobility in this country for the years to come. Let's start by looking at how the pandemic intensified these issues. Before the pandemic, we were already seeing troubling trends in student debt. According to the report from the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators, 7 in 10 college seniors graduated with an average debt of $30,000. This debt burden varied by demographic, with students of color, particularly Black and Latino women, disproportionately carrying higher levels of debt than others. Fast forward to 2020, and the projections were grim. For students entering public colleges that year, the average debt was expected to hit $37,200. But then the pandemic hit, and for millions of students, the financial strain only worsened. According to the research by the Center for Responsible Lending, many women of color were already facing higher debt. They found themselves in deeper financial trouble as COVID-19 caused widespread job loss, impacting many. Women of color are often overrepresented in industries like healthcare and retail jobs, jobs that were directly impacted by the pandemic's economic disruptions. As a result, not only did they face higher student debt, but they also struggled to find stable employment, further worsening their financial instability. We will now hear a testimony from Denny Budman from a CNBC interview of college graduates during the pandemic.
Hi, I'm Denny Budman, and I just graduated from Boston University with a degree in film and television production. This January, I was thrilled to start my dream internship that I had my sights set on since freshman year. I really thought that it would be the launch of my career and my job there would turn into something bigger and better after graduation. In the end, I worked there for just 2 months until I was laid off with the pandemic. Ever since, I've been working hard to keep up my creative momentum by doing freelance video projects, whatever I can do as a one-woman crew, and I'm actively looking for opportunities to continue learning and make my way in the film industry.
This sentiment was shared by countless students across the country. Reports showed that 2/3 of college students felt more uncertain about their financial futures during the pandemic, and many relied on parents for support with everyday expenses like rent, groceries, and credit card payments. And then there's the issue of financial aid. The pandemic didn't just affect student debt, it also increased unfairness in financial aid availability. Low-income students who were already struggling with the rising cost of education were hit hardest by the financial challenges of COVID-19. For many, the traditional routes to financial aid were more difficult to access than ever. The FAFSA, or free application for federal student aid, became even more challenging for students, and there was very little support and availability to help navigate the changes. One of the key findings from the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators report highlighted that these inequities in financial aid worsened as students from for-profit institutions, Black borrowers, and those without degrees faced the hardest repayment challenges. In simple terms, these students didn't just graduate with debt, the pandemic made it even harder for them to keep up with their payments, creating a long-lasting repayment problem. But what does all of this mean in the long term? Well, Experts are warning of serious consequences for socioeconomic mobility. The pandemic's impact on education has worsened the racial and income gaps in higher education. Low-income students and students of color, who are more likely to face debt, now face even greater challenges in building wealth and achieving financial stability. And as the debt continues to grow, it becomes more difficult for these students to invest in their future, whether that's through purchasing a home, starting a business, or saving for retirement. Here's the thing. Even before the pandemic, the U.S. had a wealth gap, and the student debt was playing a large role in it. According to a report by George Stillworth Bratt and Haran Gia, the pandemic has worsened these disparities. The CARES Act, passed in March 2020, was a federal relief package aimed at providing financial support during COVID-19 pandemic. It included provisions such as direct stimulus payments to individuals, extended unemployment benefits, and a pause on federal student loan payments without interest. While these measures helped many people, they were not equally accessible to all, with low socioeconomic status students often facing additional challenges like limited access to resources or technology, made it a lot harder for them to fully benefit from the relief. We will now hear a testimony from Traik Zayad from CNBC about his experience graduating during the pandemic.
Hi, my name is Tarek Ziad. I graduated from Yale University with a BS in ecology, BA in theater studies, and honors in both my majors. I was a first-generation low-income student with a full ride through scholarship, and my plan post-grad was to combine my two very different majors by teaching at the Bronx Zoo during the day and pursuing my career as an actor auditioning in the city at night. However, I lost my job at the zoo to the coronavirus pandemic and have been looking for new work in entertainment, ecology, or education since.
Traik's story illustrates the larger problem: delayed graduation, job insecurity, and mounting debt. His struggles highlight the reality faced by many first-generation and low-income students, whose financial burdens are often exacerbated by unexpected setbacks like the pandemic. Many students are worried about finishing their degrees on time, and even more so about their ability to pay off their loans once they do. So, what does this mean for future generations? Will the pandemic's economic fallout and rising student debt result in a lost generation when it comes to financial mobility? Unfortunately, the answer seems to be yes. Unless there are substantial changes, reports indicate that as more students graduate with crippling debt, the intergenerational wealth gap will continue to grow. Students may increasingly avoid higher education altogether, especially those from lower income backgrounds, opting instead for cheaper local options such as community college or a trade school. For many, the burden of debt will remain around their necks, stifling their ability to achieve financial independence. The potential consequences of this are severe, according to the research from the Center for Responsible Lending. Many students, particularly women of color, are already feeling the crushing effects of their loans. Their financial struggles could set back entire generations, perpetuating cycles of poverty, limited upward mobility, and racial wealth gaps. We will now hear a testimony from 2020 graduate Juvie Ann Ignacio from a CNBC interview.
Hi, my name is Juvie Ann Ignacio, and I'm a first-generation Filipino-American. I recently graduated from my dream school, the Fashion Institute of Technology, majoring in fashion business management with a triple specialization in product development, buying and planning, and fashion management. And I ended my semester with 3.9 GPA. And my final paper on Princess Diana's wedding dress was published on the FIT fashion history timeline. But due to the COVID-19 pandemic, my spring internship was cut short. But I'm currently searching for opportunities in product development.
Juvie's testimony highlights another harsh reality. Internships and job opportunities were cut short, leaving students like her in a limbo of uncertainty. The financial and career setbacks students are facing today will have a long-lasting impact and effect, especially for those already at a disadvantage. George Church, Dilworth, Bratt, and Heringia's words echo what so many of us already know. Reform is necessary. The pandemic has amplified the need for change in the way we approach student debt, financial aid, and access to higher education. In closing, we have to remember the stories we've shared today. The personal struggles, the expert insights, and the systematic failures are all a part of a much larger conversation about the future of education and our collective responsibility. We have a long road ahead, but by pushing for policies that support students, we can start to reverse the long-term effects of COVID-19 on student debt and socioeconomic mobility. Thank you for listening to Learning Disrupted. If you want to learn more about this issue or hear more episodes in our series, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. For more information to support the movement for educational reform, visit our website. I'm Sydney Ledoux, and I'll catch you next time. Stay informed, stay engaged, and together we can change the future of education.